Welcome to the Harvest USA Report. I'm Brian Hale, an original production of Howard Hale Broadcasting, now expanded throughout North America.
Hello, this is Brian Hale. Let's take a look at the drought conditions in Kansas. Looking much better this year. According to the latest report from the U.S. Drought Monitor, nearly 29% of Kansas is experiencing moderate to severe drought conditions. That includes portions of central Kansas, such as where Martin Kirshen farms in Reno and Sedgwick counties. In the Kansas Wheat Report I noted yesterday, the ponds are still dry and wheat is starting to show that blue tint, indicating drought stress. He's also more concerned about the impact of upcoming 80-degree days this weekend than the singed tops from the freeze last month. He says, without moisture, it's not going to be the best of situations, but it looks a lot better right now than it did last year. At this time last year, more than 56% of Kansas was experiencing extreme to exceptional drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Such conditions do not presently exist anywhere in the state. Most of our wheat in our area is really small and has taken off now, so that helped us get through the freeze okay, McClellan said in the Kansas Wheat Report. That was Mike McClellan. He farms near Plainville in north central Kansas. He says he planted his wheat late, waiting for rain. Some didn't come up until the first part of March. The late emergence prevented freeze damage as the crop was not in a vulnerable growth stage. Chris Tanner farms around Norton, Kansas, near the Nebraska border. He said he had nice fall moisture to drill in his wheat. Then he had a couple of torrential downpours and a few snows that maintained good moisture. Tanner noted that wheat in his area was not far enough along to suffer from cold temperatures, but a few spotty fields are showing a little stress. At this point, however, he's feeling optimistic. We're a lot better off than we've been in the last several years, he said. Right now, it's one of the better-looking crops that we've seen in the last 10 years. Stay tuned for more on the Harvest USA Report. There's more on the web at harvestusareport.com. That's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.